Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9 here with a special guest. We've had you on before, but why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Jacqueline Russell. I'm the PM for the Microsoft MakeCode team.
And so for those that don't know what it is, we did a video on it before. Why don't you do a little summary of what it is?
Yeah, so Microsoft MakeCode is all about making learning computer science fun. So we are a learn-to-code platform. We support multiple physical computing devices and Minecraft, which is what we're going to talk about today.
Fantastic. We did a video on this before. There was some feedback. Tell us about the feedback.
Yeah, so when we launched MakeCode for Minecraft back in May, and we did a video here at Channel 9, we got a lot of feedback from you guys that it was great, but it would be even better if we could open this up and make it more accessible to not just schools, but anyone who wants to learn to code. And so I'm very happy to announce that today we have MakeCode support for Minecraft Windows 10.
So if you've already bought, if you already have a license to it or you want to go with the game, you can totally hook it up.
That's right. Yeah, and I will show you exactly how to do that.
Okay, so if they already have it, why don't we talk about how to connect?
Yeah, so first of all, if you already have the game, the only thing you'll need to do is actually make sure that you have the latest updates, and you can do that from your Windows Store app. So just make sure you have an update for the latest version of Minecraft for Windows 10. If you don't have it, you will need a Windows 10 device, and you can just download it for a low cost of $27 or $26.99.
I know I already bought it. Because
And if you do have the Minecraft PC or Mac version, so the Java version, you can actually get this for free.
So if you've already purchased a license, you can get this one for free.
That's right, okay. So the license covers both.
So is there, I remember last time there was another application that we had to have in order to connect to it. Can you show us how to do that again?
That's right, Seth. So once you have Minecraft for Windows 10 installed, then you're going to need to come over here to education.minecraft.net/download, and you're going to want to download this Code Connection app. And this is the app that you'll actually be doing your coding in.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. So go ahead and download and install this. It's just an MSI. And then once you have everything installed, then you can run it. So here I'll launch my Minecraft for Windows 10 game.
So run Minecraft first.
That's right. Okay. So run Minecraft for Windows 10 first. Okay. Go ahead and log in and create a world. Some quick comments on world settings. So personally, I like to set mine to creative whenever I'm coding with it. And then whenever I'm building, I like a flat world. So structures and land masses don't get in my way as I'm building.
And this is just for people that are getting started to code, but you can do anything and you can still work.
You can do anything, yeah. The only thing that you absolutely do need to set in this world settings is activate cheats. Otherwise, otherwise Code Connection won't work with the game. So make sure that that's set to on. And I always like to set it to day so I can see what I'm doing.
Okay.
So go ahead and log into a world. And then once that's logging in, I'm going to hit escape to kind of pause the game here. And then I'm going to go down and launch my Code Connection app that I've installed.
And that's
here.
The one we downloaded
That's
before.
The one we downloaded, yep. And I'm going to copy and paste this connection string into the game. And I'm going to copy it into my chat window. And to open the chat window, I'm going to press T. So just copy that right in. And then I'm connected. So if I go back to Code Connection, you can see I can pick an editor to code in.
So it looks like we're talking about MakeCode, but there's other ones that
there
you can code.
There are other,
in as well.
Yeah. There's other options you can take a look at too. So, but today we're just going to be talking about Microsoft MakeCode.
Awesome.
So this is new. This is a new feature we've just added as this home page. It kind of serves as a dashboard for all your stuff. So here's a section of all of my different projects that I've worked on. There's several tutorials that you can go through. We also have some fun examples like building a house or making an earthquake. And then some videos as well to kind of help you kind of acclimate to the environment.
Awesome.
But for first-time users, I highly recommend going through the first-time getting started tutorial.
Okay.
So this will launch our tutorial. It's what we call tutorial mode. And the getting started tutorial is the infamous chicken storm.
I remember. We did something like pigs or something.
We did, yeah.
Or ocelots, I think.
We did cats and dogs or wolves and ocelots in the last video. Mm-hmm. So, so let's go ahead and run through this. And you can see we've got some instructions at the top here. And kind of a nice step-by-step hand-holding through through making this happen. So I'm going to go ahead and follow this. Rename my on-chat command to chicken. Mm-hmm. And then for each step, we also have a little hint here. So if you're not quite sure what to do next, you can click the little hint and it will tell you.
Oh, this is so handy.
Yeah, and we've reduced the number of blocks here in the toolbox to really only the blocks that you're going to need to use for this particular program.
That's cool.
Yeah. So so here I'm spawning a chicken, and I'm going to spawn it 10 units above my head. So remember these position blocks. The first coordinate is east-west. The second coordinate is up-down, and the third coordinate is north-south in the game.
Okay.
And then I'm just going to build this out really quick. I'm going to put a repeat loop. Let's spawn 100 chickens, right?
Of course.
to make a chicken storm. And then we can run it in the game. And to run it in the game, you're just going to go back to the game. You're going to press T again to open up your chat window, and then type the name of your command, which was chicken, right? And there should be chickens falling from the sky.
There's chickens falling from the sky.
A whole chicken storm.
This is so handy when I'm really hungry in Minecraft and I'm running out of stuff. Just type chicken.
So that's kind of the intro tutorial. Let's get back to the home screen here. Now notice we kind of automatically save all your projects for you. So mm-hmm. that was the one that we had just done. So you can go back to any of these projects whenever you want.
I see.
But let's, since I'm talking to a pro developer crowd, let's go through a little bit more involved project
let's
or
do
demo.
It.
So I'm going to go ahead and click New Project, and this will open up just kind of like a blank canvas for us. So going with the chicken storm theme, let's build a demo that will just spawn a lot of stuff.
Okay.
So the first thing let's do is let's build a place for them to all spawn and not go away. So I'm going to create a little kind of arena for all of the things we want to spawn. And I'm going to use a block called the builder blocks. Now, these are a little bit more advanced blocks, and so we put them under here in the advanced category. But it just helps with building structures and things in Minecraft.
I see.
So the first thing I'm going to do is place a mark here. And then I want it to build kind of a square wall. So I'm going to have it trace a path, move forward, let's say a 30 by 30 wall, and then turn left. And then we want to put a repeat loop around that, right? So four times, let's say. All right.
And so, I remember this is also, there's a JavaScript mode for this as well.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. So I'll show you the JavaScript in just a minute.
Cool.
And then build a raised wall. So it traces a path, essentially, and then it builds a wall. And let's use a stone block for the wall,
okay.
Five units high or five blocks high. Now, the builder mark will essentially place a mark wherever the builder is. And so we're not exactly sure where the last place we left it is. So what we should do probably is teleport it to a certain location relative to the player. So let's teleport it, say, five blocks east of my player so I know where I am.
Him.
Yeah, and I'm not going to be kind of built inside the wall. So all right, so let's try that out here. So if I do arena, oops. All right, whoops, there we go. We can see our big wall.
So when we're looking at the builder, that's that little dude in there.
No, so the builder is invisible.
Okay.
So remember last time we talked about the agent?
Mm-hmm.
We've got our little agent here. This is our little robot. So the robot can also build on your behalf. It has an inventory of its own, but it's a bit slower. The builder is kind of like you saw instantaneous.
Yeah, it was instant. And the builder is just like the imaginary programmer hand.
That's right.
So let me look at this code to see if I understand. So we... Builder, what does placing a mark do?
So that's the starting point.
Okay.
And then the builder traces a path, so it moves forward by 30, turns left, moves forward by 30, and does that, four times to make a square. And then it raises a wall along that path.
Oh, I see. So you're actually tracing a line and
that's
then saying,
right. Build
this thing on top of that.
That's right.
Okay, I get it now. Okay.
So it's a really efficient way to build structures in Minecraft. All right, so the next thing we're going to do is we want to spawn a lot of mobs.
Let's put some stuff in there.
Yep. Yeah. But we want to do it also in a way where we're teaching core computer science concepts. So is there a good idea that you have for teaching?
I always like messing with zombies myself. Like, I always put them in boxes and stuff. I don't know. Is that just me? Am I the crazy one here on that? But maybe if we put a lot of, like, different kinds of animals in there, like, put, like, regular people.
Okay.
And, because then they'll start biting each other.
I love it.
Okay, let's
what
do
a
it.
Great idea.
This is crazy. So, I'm excited.
So what we're going to do is actually use some arrays.
Okay.
So this also teaches kids, you know, some core CS concepts. So let's go ahead and on start of our program, let's instantiate some variables. So I'm going to go to my variables toolbox, drag this set item block over, and you can see under advanced too, I've got an array category.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
This is a lot more than was there last time.
Yes, right. Okay. We've added functions and arrays. So so go ahead and grab this create array block, and we're just going to drop it in here. So we can instantiate this item variable with an array. And then I go to my mobs toolbox, I grab an animal, and I can just drop it right in here. And then I can do that, you know, for as many as we want. And actually, and then of course, you know, add more.
Sure, sure.
And for like any kind of in true Martha Stewart demo form,
sure.
I've got also some, instead of watching me populate these arrays, I've got some code sort of pre-baked in the oven that I'm going to pull out.
Cool.
And then you asked about the JavaScript editor. This is our JavaScript editor.
Nice.
So again, it uses TypeScript actually. And we've also got these nice code snippets that kids can drag and drop onto the
program. I personally like that. It's real code. This is not like we didn't invent this whole new fake language. This
is
something people will actually
use.
That's
right. Yeah, this is real code. And I'm just going to, I have a different one in my clipboard. So let's go back to my notepad. And I can copy and paste this this array. So you can see I've got an animals array here, and I've got a monsters array.
Nice.
And I've populated them with different types of animals and different types of monsters here.
Nice. That's
so
cool.
Yeah. So, all right. So we've got that. We've got that, both of our arrays. And now let's spawn them. So I'm going to go ahead and go up here and open my player category and drag another onChat command. Let's call this one spawn. Now, can you think of a good way to sort of iterate through the array and spawn each one?
Well, as a programmer, I would do a for loop, but I don't know what that would. Okay, so looks like okay.
So let's go to our loops category and drag and drop out a for loop, right?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and then we're going to want to use from 0 to
the length of the array, right?
That's right, yeah. So we're going to drop this right in here. And the array that we want for the first one is animals, right?
Oh, so I see. It saves those variables when
you
create them. It
does, yeah.
Cool.
So when I create a variable, it'll put it right here in this toolbox drawer for me.
Nice.
All right, so and so then we want to spawn it, right? So we want to spawn this animal here. And we want to get the value, right? So at that particular array. And this is going to be our animals array. And we want to get which value?
It's got to be index,
it's
right?
It's got to be index, yep. So let's go over here, grab an index value here. And right now it's spawning them at the player's location,
We should probably put it somewhere in the wall, right?
That's right. So we want to move it a little bit further out from the player. So I'm going to move it about 5 blocks east of me. And then I want them to kind of line up one after the other. So I'm going to go ahead and use this index value again and have them sort of line up sequentially like that.
Cool.
All right. So then we need to do the same thing for our monsters array. So I can just right click on my block and select duplicate and drop that in here. And now instead of animals, we want to do monsters, right?
Nice.
And then we should be
That's actually
ready
really cool.
to go. Yeah, you want to try it out?
Let's do it.
Moment of truth. All right, here we go.
So you're in the wall now.
So I'm inside my arena, and I'm gonna select my on command command, which is spawn, and let's see what happens.
Oh my goodness!
There they are. So let's go ahead and do that a couple more times.
This is so much fun.
And see what happens. All right.
They're all burning.
Lots of mobs here.
It's like a zoo.
It's our little gladiator arena for all sorts of Minecraft monsters and animals.
That's actually really cool. Like the thing, the one question I had when I talked about this with you before is, Like if I want to build, like let's just say I want to make something, this is my, I'm AI kind of guy and I love doing that kind of stuff. How do I check for things? Like let's just say I have a build agent that I want to build, I want to carve out a mountain and build something in there. How do I check what's in front of me? Is there a way to do that?
Yeah, so there's a way, if you don't want to execute it right away, you can actually see what commands are, or if you want to kind of debug, you can actually see what commands are being executed in the game. So for in this case, you can see that it's actually using this slash command summon in the game, and it's actually going through and translating the code that I've written here in MakeCode into slash commands in the Minecraft game.
I see.
So you can kind of debug that way and see what your program is actually doing.
How do I check, like let's just say I have a builder and I want to check if a block in front of me is of a certain type. Is there a way to do that?
Yeah, so you can check. We have in our blocks category, let me close this, we have detect block in front of, or actually I think it might be an agent. Mm-hmm. So you can detect if there's a block in front of you or behind you, and then return a value.
I just want to get to a place where I'm in survival mode and I have this agent that does all my work and I just lounge around and it builds my stuff, you know?
So
living the dream.
We're doing a lot of user testing right now with middle school students, uh-huh. and they love the agent because they call him their little minion that they can issue commands to.
See, so. I knew I had the mind of a grade schooler. I'm pretty excited. So, where...
Before we close out, just wanted to tell you, so you can save off your project. So if we want to save this off, give it a name, so I'm going to just call it Gladiator. Uh-huh. You can actually save your programs as a MakeCode file. So it saves it as a MKCD extension, just locally on your computer. Uh-huh. Or you can also share it. So, and it'll actually create an anonymous URL for you, so you can copy and paste this URL, give it to friends, and send it around. And then when you're in MakeCode, you can import, obviously, either the URL or the file.
That is a really cool feature. Because, you, I mean, I think that will inspire a lot of people, not just kids, right, to share a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Because I've seen people build, like, these incredibly beautiful worlds, like writing code to build that for you in your environment is kind of cool.
Yeah,
I really like that.
Definitely.
So where can people go to find out more about this and maybe give some feedback? Because we know people are really interested in this.
Yeah, that's a good point. So if we are very excited to get your guys' feedback and try this out. So what I would say is if you find any bugs, you should go to aka.ms/MEE support. Mm-hmm. to log those bugs, and we'll put them in the queue and hopefully fix them pretty soon. If you have suggestions, what you would like to see, then go ahead and join the conversation over at education.minecraft.net/conversations.
Fantastic. Well, this is amazing stuff. Thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Yeah,
I'm excited to get some of the kids that I know involved in this, even my own kids, because if I can find any excuse to play Minecraft with children,
and it's educational.
Absolutely. It's educational, okay? I'm not playing a video game. Thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Thanks for having me, Seth.
Thanks so much for watching. You've been learning all about MakeCode for Minecraft, now available for everyone today. Thanks so much. We'll see you next time. Take care.